Let's find out. Let's ask Calm. Okay, cool. Yeah, the lights flickered, which caused my modem to flicker, which caused me to have a delay. So anyway, am I going out? Probably not. I'm probably too late. Let's find out. AnonRadio.net. Listen. Yeah, that's not going to be helpful, is it? No telling. I have no... What the fudge? Yeah, we kind of talked about this yesterday. I guess I'm not going out. Fudge. Oh. I'm talking at Calm, and I'm like, is anybody hearing me? Ah, perfect. All right, check it out. We're going to go here. What is this nonsense? Oh, shucks. Sorry, guys. I did not realize that things were happening. Things are happening. You know what we're going to do? We're going to play a song, and then I'll come back and we'll do like a half version of the show, since I've kind of am all over the place and it's no fun. What is happening? My music library is missing. What could it be? There it is. What a world we live in, right? It's okay. Because you know what? At least Tuesday's gone. This is Skinner. Tuesday's gone while I fix my stuff. Sorry.
Oh. listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. This is news to me, sad version, slightly late, never punctual, but always punky. It's Brewster time. I'm Marcus. This is DJ Marcus, and we're going to cover some news. So you got to know. Oh, welcome, A.M. Rosell. Excellent. Hey, working on GNOME extension. Oh, perfect. That's very spicy. Very spicy indeed. Big thanks for everyone tuning in. Sorry about being late. Like I kind of mumbled at the beginning, there was some power issues, network issues, all sorts of problems of Mother Nature conspiring against me. And also, I was supposed to send an email at 11 a.m. this morning that I still keep forgetting until now. And then I forget to send it. Jeepers creepers. So now I need to... Anyway, I will do that in a minute. We've got 15 minutes, so we're going to pack as much news and fun as we can. It's just the gremlins, as Jazmez says. Hello, X1. Hello, Jazmez. Hello, SMJ. Thank you all for tuning in and being in comm. As I mention every show, you can get to comm by SSHing over to SDF, typing COM, hit enter. Boom. You're in comm. You're a cool kid. Hit G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all one word. Bam. You're ready to go. Life is magic. And you are with the cool kids. So check it out. Let's run through some headlines. We're not going to get through as many as I would like, but as always, we start off with
world news.
World news. So the BBC is letting us know about, you know, we always got to be really happy and upbeat on this show. The bodies of 5 children have been found in a private apartment in a large block of flats in the western German city of Solingen, police say. They suspect the 27-year-old mother of killing the children before attempting to take her own life at a train station in nearby Dusseldorf. Few details have been provided, with no information about the cause of death. Emergency services were called to the residential block in the Hasseldale area of the city on Thursday afternoon. Responding to the call at about 13:45, local time, police said they arrived at the apartment building in Solingen in North Rhine-Westphalia to discover the bodies, three girls and two boys aged from 1 to 8. A 6th child, reportedly an 11-year-old boy, was said to survive. So, this is a sad story, but it is news that caught my eye, and it is world news. So, there you go. It's kind of sad. That's real sad. In Beirut, we've got some more news. Beirut explosion. Rescuers investigate heartbeat in the rubble. Specialist sensor equipment has been brought to the Mar Mikail area following unconfirmed reports that a heartbeat was detected. More than 200 people have died when 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate in a warehouse detonated on August 4th. 300,000 people were left homeless. There's been outrage that so much hazardous material was stored unsafely in the port. Lebanese government's resignation shortly afterwards failed to pacify protesters who clashed with police in the city for several nights. So, this is sad news from Beirut, but there's a little glimmer of hope that they'll be able to get to this person in time. Yep. What else has happened? Sorry. Those are just really sad stories, so it's like, oh, it hurts your heart. Okay. Sorry, we're just moving along. Closing ads and stuff like that. I did want to mention, this is kind of... Alright, this is kind of in between, and maybe, sorry, the sun did rise, but according to The Nation, you think things couldn't get any worse with the pandemic? Think again. So just 2 weeks ago, the FDA got up in front of a podium with Secretary of Health and Human Services and President Donald Trump to announce an emergency use authorization for convalescent plasma. Each crowed in succession about how this pooled blood product could reduce deaths by a third. Within seconds of the announcement, scientists and clinicians were pointing out that this was a rookie statistical error. The study in question actually showed a far modest 35% relative risk reduction in hospitalized patients less than 80 years old, not on ventilators, and who received plasma with high levels of antibodies within 3 days of diagnosis, compared with those who received plasma with low levels of antibodies. Of course, the FDA commissioner is not a rookie. He's a trained oncologist from a major academic medical center. Furthermore, the study that was the basis for all these claims had serious methodological flaws that made even the statements about relative risk reductions in mortality suspect and unreliable. The NIH then, and in the new statement this week, has admitted as much. But this was the eve of the Republican National Convention. So this is very sad news to all. Okay. Beer. Beer is on my mind. Rain clouds my thoughts, but not my beer. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you gotta go when the iron strikes. Okay, speaking of strikes, 10 minutes, 10 pins. It is Thursday, and it's gonna be all right. I am just a little scattered, but that kind of seems to be the MO a lot of times. So let's look. Oh, yeah, here we go. This is a cool one. This one you guys might think is neat. Hey, Zeppy. Yeah, it's really sad. All right, so this is kind of cool, or interesting anyway. The Guardian's reporting, 7 years after the former NSA contractor Edward Snowden blew the whistle on the mass surveillance of Americans' telephone records, an appeals court has found the program was unlawful and that the U.S. intelligence leaders who publicly defended it were not telling the truth. In a ruling handed down on Wednesday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit said the warrantless telephone dragnet that secretly collected millions of Americans' telephone records violated the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and may well have been unconstitutional. Snowden, who fled to Russia in the aftermath of the 2013 disclosures and still faces espionage charges, said on Twitter the ruling was a vindication of his decision to go public with the evidence of the NSA's domestic eavesdropping operation. I never imagined that I'd live to see our courts condemn the NSA's activities unlawful and in the same ruling credit me for exposing them, said Snowden on Twitter. Evidence that the NSA was secretly building a vast database of telephone records, the who, the how, and when, and the where of millions of mobile calls, was the first and arguably the most explosive of the Snowden revelations. So, you can read more at The Guardian. But, yeah, it's pretty amazing that they were willing to do that. Because, meanwhile, if you didn't know, all of the, pretty much across the U.S. every day, there's new protests breaking out, and the police are getting caught killing another person of color. So, New York State is our state today, and New York State's Attorney General is investigating the March death of a black... Oh, this is happening in March, but at least it's eventual here. There's a March death of a black man after video footage emerged this week of him being hooded by police and forced face down on the road. His death became public after his family held a news conference yesterday as outrage mounts in the U.S. over police treatment. Prude, 41, died a week after being detained, but relatives and other activists have called for legal action against the officers involved. The Special Investigations and Prosecutions Unit of my office is already actively investigating this incident, said a statement from Attorney General Letitia James. We will work tirelessly to provide the transparency and accountability that all our communities deserve. Basically, the story is that they called the police for a mental health check, and he had run outside naked. She called for help. The police showed up, and the police assaulted him. Basically, put a hood over his head, and then you know, you can watch the you can watch the video, but the police were clearly not trained on how to handle someone having a mental health crisis. Well, you know what? They put the bag on his head because they said he was naked and going crazy, like spitting and stuff, I guess. I think the bag is supposed to be for spitting. Let's pull back the story. Whoops. And check real quick. Spit. Here we go. The video showed naked Prude complying when police ask him to get on the ground and put his hands behind his back. Prude is agitated and shouting as he sits on the pavement in handcuffs for a few moments as a light snow falls. "Give me your gun. I need it," he shouts. The police officer then put a white spit hood over his head. So, apparently it was to get him to calm down. Yeah, he's spitting, I guess, because they say head down against the pavement with the thing that caused him the injury was he holds his head down against the pavement with both hands, saying, "Calm down and stop spitting." And another officer put a knee on his back. Once he lost consciousness, the officers tried to resuscitate him before taking him to a hospital. And then he died a week later when they took life support off. So, yeah, it's sad because the people, it's kind of the same story. Anyone who's got a mental illness, basically, the police are the ones that get called to handle it, but the police get called to handle the anything and everything, but they're not trained to handle everything. So they just show up and they do what they do. They shoot it's like they're basically like attack dogs. You don't really get much else, you know. They show up and they either beat you or you feed them a cookie, you know, you give them a treat and then they go away. So it's a bit frustrating. But anyway, yeah. So they showed up. He was having a mental emergency health crisis. He was obviously running around outside, begging for guns, trying to hurt himself. So the officers put a hood on him and beat him, and then he died. It's really sad. Anyway, yeah, it's all very sad. And so this has been depressing episode. I'm sorry. So I'll finish out with a story that's not so sad. And this comes to us from Slate. And this is something that public health officials and lonely quarantines have led to an unlikely renaissance in the pandemic. Guess what this is? Da-da-da-da! Whoops, wrong button. Where am I going?
DJ Marcus. DJ Marcus.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? You know what's happening? Oh, this is the warning. If you are a baby, a wee lad, anyone under 18, cover your ears. This summer, Jonah, a gay 20-something in the D.C. area, was frustrated after months of the coronavirus lockdown. His sex life, as with so many others, had been completely upended by the pandemic. Then he stumbled on what seemed like a safer sex option, a glory hole. Jonah found his glory hole, or a hole in a wall or other barrier between parties that allows for anonymous oral sex, through the sex and dating app Grindr. From there, he was directed to an online scheduling site that required minimal information. During his first time through, he received written instructions on where to meet, along with a helpful reminder of the time. When he arrived at the station, he saw a wide partition with a gap in it. "It was unlike any other experience that I've ever had," Jonah said. "Satisfying, but I couldn't wrap my head around the mystery. I was at ease because I didn't know what the other person looked like, but also concerned for that same reason. It ended and he left the bathroom before I could even pull up my pants." Glory holes are often considered a relic of a different, more shadowy era of homosexual sex. They have a long history, but they declined in popularity as the culture shifted and gay life moved out in the open. In 2018, an Australian museum even added one to its collection for posterity, while online directories suggest that kink communities and other enthusiasts have kept hundreds, perhaps thousands of glory holes active around the world, their heyday has passed. But in a twist worthy of 2020, glory holes are finding new life in the pandemic, and they've received support from an unlikely corner, Public health officials who have mostly urged people to stay home. In several regions, health departments worried about high-risk hookups during the coronavirus alluded to or outright recommended glory holes as a safer venue for casual sex. The Canadian BC Centre for Disease Control, the New York Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, and others have recommended, in one way or another, the use of glory holes for sex. So you can check out the whole much longer story at slate.com, but I'm not going to go into it. It's pretty wild. And I've got 30 seconds, so I'm just going to read the headlines that I didn't read. Hundreds at University of Iowa stage sick out as COVID-19 cases skyrocket. That was one we read already. We read that. Facebook to freeze political ads before U.S. presidential election. Tilda Swinton says gender-neutral acting awards are inevitable. And from SMJ, Seattle hires armed private security to patrol Cal Anderson Park. That's the end. Thanks so much for tuning in, you guys. Have a good one. I'll be back tomorrow, and I'll be on time.
Well, that sounds means crossed. That our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
Again.
It's 8:15 p.m. 8:15. You must be asking yourself, I don't know if that's right. Well, that's a good thing to question because it is not right. The correct time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink tea.